A year-long investigation by the Washington Post exposes the dangers of opening the American skies to drone traffic. The fact that hundreds of large military drones have malfunctioned and crashed into homes, farms, runways, highways around the world since 2001, rather, it raises some serious concerns about their use here in the U.S., and that use is expected to surge. National reporter Craig Whitlock writes all about this in his piece, When Drones Fall from the Sky, and Craig joins me now. Craig, with a welcome to you. Why are these drones crashing? I mean, is it technological? What is it, just not working?
There's three main reasons why the drones we looked at crash around the world. One is the satellite links, the GPS links that the pilots use, the pilots on the ground to fly these things by wireless radio signal, they go down quite a bit. So most of the time the drone's flying just fine, but sometimes they lose the signal and they go where they're not supposed to. Another reason are mechanical problems, just basic mechanical problems, electrical problems in midair. And the third big category is pilot error. We found cases of pilots flying drones upside down, pilots pressing the wrong buttons and the drones crashing, pilots not seeing where they were going, just basic aviation mistakes.